This is the Do-Over Boxed Set, containing Little Miss Perfect, narrated by Aaron Mallon, Fluffy, also narrated by Aaron Mallon, and Perky, narrated by, you guessed it, Aaron Mallon, with all books written by New York Times bestselling author Julia Kent.
Little Miss Perfect by Julia Kent, narrated by Aaron Mallon. 10 years ago, my high school crush found me during senior finals week in the student parking lot with my car decorated with items you find behind a drugstore counter and a most likely to banner that would make a pro blush. And by pro, I don't mean golf. In under an hour, everything I knew about myself was turned upside down and inside out, just as our high school career was in its final hours. Then again, he's the high school quarterback. He's used to performing when the clock's running out. Me? I perform well under pressure, too. But not when Will Lotham is about to kiss me. Or is he? Little Miss Perfect is a prequel to the events that take place in Fluffy, Julia Kent's new book. It can be read on its own without having read Fluffy. Chapter 1. High school finals week, senior year, class of 2009 at Harmony Hills High School.
Mallory?
I whip around as my name echoes in the high school hallway, knowing that voice, unable to believe that voice is calling my name. The voice attached to the lips and face and tongue and body and, oh my God, is Will Lotham actually trying to get my attention? Now? I mean, finally? It's high school senior year finals week. The end. We're done. I have one more final exam left, and my government textbook is in my car, an oversight I'm remedying right now. A breeze from a massive air vent in the wall shoves my knit skirt toward Will as he walks up to me, as if my skirt is seeking a hug, a kiss, contact of any kind. It's been 4 years of torture loving Will Lotham, or rather loving my fantasy version of him. 4 years of torture he knows nothing about, because crushing on someone means never having the guts to say a word. I'm wallpaper, as far as he's concerned. Except for that pesky problem with being his final obstacle on the road to valedictory. We're tied for that honor, and I'm determined to beat him. That's all I can manage as Will approaches, those deeply jewel blue and green eyes framed by gorgeous lashes, his hair longer than usual because he doesn't have to keep it close-cropped for football, lacrosse, and track anymore.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?